Are there any inventions that have changed the world? There are a countless number of inventions that have had huge and irreversible impacts upon the world. Throughout history, advances in technology have vastly altered what life was for humans on this planet. From the earliest inventions of the wheel, agricultural tools, and cooking devices, to more recent advances such as the steam engine, the internal combustion engine, and the internet. All these advances transformed the day-to-day lives of most people. In our time, the advent and rise of the smartphone has completely changed the world in ways few of us could have predicted. Do all inventions bring benefits to our world? There are unquestionably some inventions that have brought greater harm to the world than benefit. There are inventions which are directly harmful, such as inventions for the military industry. From guns to tanks to atomic bombs, there is an argument to be made that all of these bring more negatives than benefits to society. There are also less directly harmful inventions that still may not bring a lot of benefits. Some people argue nowadays that the development of social media has decreased quality of life for a lot of people. In that case, the invention of social media did not bring benefits to the world. Do you think people who have not been educated in school can invent things? Some inventions require more creativity than they do formal education. Therefore, I think it is very possible for people who have not been educated in school to invent things. Of course, someone who has gone to university and studied engineering or product design will be more likely to invent things than the average person. However, anyone can come up with a good idea and a new invention. The most important thing is a creative mind. All it takes is for someone to notice a gap in the market and to figure out an item that is useful but does not yet exist. Who should support and sponsor inventors? Governments or private companies? Personally, I think it is more suitable for the government to fund and support inventors rather than private companies. The problem with private companies is that their motivations and decisions are influenced primarily by increasing profits to shareholders. This limits innovation and invention to products that are marketable and in line with current economic trends. Government-funded inventions open the door to the creation of many very needed and important products that would otherwise be ignored. A good example of this is a lot of healthcare and accessibility inventions, which are not profitable but are incredibly important to sick and disabled people.